Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
AirServe of Southern New Mexico, coupled with cutting-edge equipment from Lennox, means you can achieve perfect air each season. Learn more about special savings opportunities and federal tax credits by calling 575-636-1986 or visit us online at airserve.com/southernnewmexico.
Big banks charge you a fee to access your money. Some make it impossible to talk to a real person. At Sandia Laboratory Federal Credit Union, we bank a bit differently. We've been recognized for our personal customer service, and we'll reward you for banking with us. We'll deposit up to $200 in your account when you become a member. Discover a better way to bank at SLFCU. Visit slfcu.org/bonus for more info. Insured by NCUA. New member conditions apply. Limited time offer.
Hey everybody, Senior Radio Buffalo is proud to present National Fitness Hall of Fame inductee and Western New York's senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, recently I had an occasion to take an airplane to Chicago. And believe it or not, that's the first time I boarded an airplane in about 4 years. When I first got to the terminal, I looked for the store that I usually bought my newspapers from so I could read it on the plane. But that store was closed and there were no others like it. When I got to my departure gate, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. And I'll tell you why, coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for this afternoon very warm conditions with brilliant sunshine in the area, a beautiful start to the weekend with a high of 85. For tonight, clear skies, low 61. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with a high of 85. Tomorrow night, a moonlit sky with a low of 61. On Monday, mostly sunny skies and remaining warm with a high of 84. Monday night, clear skies, low 61. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Caitlin Lawrence.
Right now, we have partly cloudy skies and 76 degrees in Buffalo.
This program has been pre-recorded.
The following program is paid for by Senior Radio. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Senior Radio or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of News Radio 930 WBEN or Odyssey.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio. Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everyone. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. Yep, this is Linda Pellegrino. I sound a little funny because I have a summer head cold. But other than that, we're doing just fine. And we have to because we've got a great in-studio guest. Mickey Kearns is with us, and we're so excited. He is the Erie County Clerk. And Mickey really, really, really helps us glide through the kinds of things that we need help with from the government. I'll tell you, they got an outreach center you're just going to absolutely love if you haven't visited there already. But he's here to discuss a lot of things. Real ID. Now, that's another big one that's coming up. So, Mickey, welcome back to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thank you, Linda. It's always great to be here.
It's good to see you out in public. You're always busy. You're always out there talking to people, hearing what they have to say, hearing what their needs are.
Well, I turned 55, so, you know, I'm trying to get some of those discounts when I go in, and I'm happy, I guess, in some sense, to be considered a senior myself, but I feel great. I'm very optimistic. And, you know, thank you for what you said, because the most important part of my job, it's a different type of job. I've worked in Albany as a legislator. I've worked on the Buffalo Common Council. My job is to help people, as you said, through the government process.
Yeah, exactly.
So I love doing that. I love people. I love being out meeting people. And I'm happy to discuss some of the important things we do for our customers on a day-by-day basis.
And if we were to have an umbrella, Mickey, I know personally, and we'll get back to this, that you can help with passports.
Correct.
But you are also in charge of the Auto Bureau.
Correct.
Name some of the other things that people will actually utilize, the kinds of things that you oversee.
Well, I think the easiest ones that most people think about is the Auto Bureau. You have to renew your license. You may it's boating season, maybe an ATV, maybe during you have a snowmobile in the wintertime. That's pretty much people utilize it. Sometimes people are in our office, you know, 5 or 6 times a year. So they're very familiar with that. If people are purchasing a new home, I'm in charge of the registrar's office. So all real estate transactions, both residential and commercial, that's a big, important position. And I go back to when Douglas Jamal was closing on the M&T Towers.
Mm-hmm.
In that instance, it's those closings have to happen at a certain time, because time is money, right? The business community, it's very important.
That's
to
true.
Be responsive to them. So if you bought a house, we keep all of those documents on record in the clerk's office, deeds, mortgages. In addition to that, we work with the legal community. I'm clerk of the courts. So all of the filings, we deal with New York State. It's called NYSEF. We deal with the court system. All lawsuits are filed in the clerk's office. That's a very important job. And we work very well with the Erie County Bar Association and the legal community. It's very important. Once again, being in Albany, there are statutory requirements in order to file these. So we really have to do our due diligence and do our jobs. All liens are filed in the clerk's office. So in legal matters, matrimonials, divorce decrees. So that's a really important, complex part of our office. In addition to that, I'm also in charge of the pistol permits, accepting all applications. We partner with the Erie County Sheriff, John Garcia, who's doing a great job, our former sheriff, Timothy Howard. We had a great relationship. And the one constant is Judge Bowler, who is the licensing officer. So as you can see, I wear many, many
you
hats.
You do.
In addition to that, some of the expertise that I brought from my time in Albany, we really help people stay in their homes. We work with the West New York Law Center on many housing issues. Unfortunately, the foreclosure, as I stated, as clerk of the court, is filed in the clerk's office. We want to keep as many people in their homes as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, and we're going to be naming this for a very special person soon, we have a business office doing business, DBAs. And we talk to young people, many entrepreneurs, or anyone looking to start a business. In order to start a business at the most lowest level, you need a doing business as to open up a bank account.
Mm-hmm.
So we help people. We partner with New York State to help people through that process. So you can see, we handle all records. I'm the keeper of the records. And we're in the New York State Constitution. The county clerk, as long as with the sheriff and the district attorney, are the only really required positions in Erie County that we need to have county-wise. We've added the county executive, and we added the county controller. So it's a very important position, and I'm very happy to have it. And I can say, Linda, you and I were talking before, I learn something new every day.
I bet you do, because I just learned something new. My husband and I needed to renew our passports. Now, that's going to be important for a lot of people who like to travel with us.
Correct.
Or just travel on their own. You may have a passport that needs renewing because you can't leave the country if you have under a year left on your passport. So the best thing to do is go and get that renewed so you don't bump up against a time problem. And Mickey, I went to the Erie County Outreach Office, and I didn't even know it was there until I was on the phone and got directions and said, no, this is how you're going to do this, and this is going to be so easy for you. Because I was like, kind of like, oh, what kind of a nightmare is this going to be as far as, do I have to get a new picture? Do I have to do this? Do we have to do that? We went to that great office. Tell us more about the office, which I think is on what, Union Road?
It's on Union Road. It's next to our auto bureau.
Right.
Two things I wanted to bring. One, we have an office for our auto bureau, which many counties do. We have this outreach center, and we have a dealer division, and we can get into that in a little bit. But our outreach center, I first have to say, I want to thank all of our employees. We just received a leadership award from Peter Brown, our the customer service manager, for their continued support. The U.S. Department of State partners with the Erie County Clerk's Office, and here's why it's important, Linda. We accept the application, and as you know, during COVID, many people weren't working, and there was a backlog of people wanting to travel. They couldn't travel because of travel restrictions from the federal government. Then, when that opened up again, so many people, we encouraged them to look at their passports. Many of the passports expired. They either needed to renew or they needed a new passport. We were able to help them. We set a record over 2,200, 1,500 the past year. We're going to beat that record this year. It's just so important. What we do is two things. One, there's no appointment needed. You can walk in. We have a staff there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9 to 5. On Thursdays, we're there from 9 to 7. So if you're working, that extra 2 hours is very important. And Linda, what we do is we sit down with people.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this from the beginning. It's something that, going back to my common council days, we want to bring government closer to the people. It's great to come down to 92 Franklin, but sometimes there's parking issues. Some of
right.
our senior citizens have a tough time navigating, mm-hmm. going through security. So we get them there. They come in. We review their documents. We make sure that they're 100% correct. We take their picture. And we have literally a 99.99% acceptance rate with the U.S. Department of State. And you say, well, why is that important? Because if someone is in a hurry to get their passport, if they do make a mistake, one clerical error, it gets sent back,
right.
and you start the process all over
That's
again.
Right.
So we partner with them, and I'm so excited because this is our second award. We received a national award for the concept a few years ago, back in 2018, and now they came back again, and I say to my staff and my team, congratulations. Sometimes I feel like I'm the Josh Allen because sometimes I get the accolades, but really it's a team effort, and boy, 161% increase from 2022 is unbelievable. So we're doing something right.
You're doing a lot right, and your staff is excellent. Now, we went in, my husband went in first, so they didn't know us from Adam. And we thought we were just going to get information. Okay, we still have to go get our pictures taken and this and that. And they went, oh, no. We do it all here. We will take your pictures. We will take a look at your documents to make sure you filled everything out correctly, and we will hand it all back to you. All you have to do is mail it, and it's going to be perfect. You don't have to worry about them sending it back and saying, well, this is wrong, because that, I mean, there's a lot of documents that you have to submit, and it could very easily be wrong if they can't read it or whatever it is. And I'm telling you, Mickey, it was great. They were so lovely. They were so nice, very efficient, got our pictures taken, bang, we popped those in the mail. We had them back in weeks. I mean, it was just a few weeks, much faster than we ever thought we would. So that is just a great office, and I recommend everybody go and check out that Erie County Outreach Office, because they're there to help us.
And Linda, it's great. You're a VIP. We all love you. You've had a distinguished career in the media. But, you know, we try to treat everyone like a VIP when they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people, especially seniors, you know, maybe they don't have the assistance they need. What I want to tell them is, I say this all the time when I meet with groups, there's nothing wrong with calling and asking questions, right? Remember the nuns in school used to say, there's no stupid question. Please, you know, there is a number that we have where you get a live person, and you can call and just say, hey, I'm wondering, I have all these documents. Before I come to the Outreach Center, is this good?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll talk to you over the phone,
yes.
a live person.
They know everything, that staff.
They do. Look, we did the passports for the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott and the team. And I was kidding along. I said, boy, I'll be in trouble if any of these players can't get over to London. And all
right.
of them got over, and they all did well. So if the Buffalo Bills can trust us, you at home can trust us. And please, it's a great service. Utilize that number, 858-8864. And please, it's at the Southgate Plaza. We all remember the Southgate Plaza. Utilize that. And for those Northtown people, we are going to be opening up a new facility adjacent to our auto bureau now. If you don't know, we are open there, but it'll be opening up soon. We're just waiting on final approvals from the town, and we're hopeful. But we will be in the Eastern Hills Mall.
Great.
That'll be our flagship in the Northtown.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. Central location for a lot of people. Also, folks, if you're looking to find them online, very easy. The big umbrella address is erie.gov/clerk. Okay, I should say dash. It's not a slash. erie.gov/clerk. And then from there, you can pretty much find everything. There you go. And the slash works too. So, and again, that number that Mickey has given you is 716-858-8864. That's 858-8864. That is from the Outreach Center. And yes, you will get a real person. We promise. That's just one of those things that people just love. Mickey, we're going to be talking more soon. We're almost out of town. We're going to be talking about Real ID, what's going on there. We're going to be talking about Purple Heart Appreciation Day, which is coming up in August. There's lots to talk about with the Erie County Clerk. And we're so glad that Mickey Kearns is with us today. And it's all coming up. So please stay with us for this and lots more on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now. Buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on the weekend for Senior Radio Buffalo. Here's something fun to know. Despite the label, there's never been 57 varieties of Heinz ketchup. Founder H.J. Heinz thought his product should have a number, and he liked 57. And also, here's a ketchup hint. Hit the bottle on the 57 and not on the bottom to get the ketchup to flow. Who knew that? I didn't know that. That's the kind of stuff you can talk about with your friends and say you heard it on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hey, by the way, everyone, we're speaking today with Carrie Peek, who is the director of the Cheektowaga Senior Services. I'm telling you, they do such an awesome job over at the Cheektowaga Senior Center. If you're in that area and you haven't gone, you're missing your friends and they're missing you. And there's so much going on. Carrie, welcome to the show. What's the median age, would you think, of people who go to the center?
Hi, Linda. Thanks for having me again today. I think our medium range in Cheektowaga is probably young 70s,
wow.
That's 68 to 72,
yeah.
74. But really, in Cheektowaga, we're 60 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And on any given day, depending upon the activity, would kind of depend on what our median age is in the building that day. Some other senior centers have different ages to join, so they may be a bit younger. I love the fact that our seniors, those well into their 80s and 90s, can still find things to do at our center. And as things get harder and they may need assistance, they can also find services that we can link them to that can make every day a little bit
yes.
better for them. So
yes.
it's important to know whatever age you're at, we have things that we can offer you fun.
Mm-hmm.
We can offer you services, programs, activities. And today we're going to talk about, you know, some things that
yes.
are sometimes very difficult for older adults.
Yes. And that is food. Folks, I don't have to tell you how expensive it is going to the supermarket on the weekend. I am blown away with what our food costs are. And Carrie, I'm always looking for ways to lower that bill.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing how much the basic necessities are costing. And I think it stinks, basically, in a common language, that seniors are looking at this on a fixed income.
Right.
It's not like their income's going.
Exactly.
Our income is
things
going
are
up.
Costing
it's not.
More, but they're not getting more money
right.
in their paycheck. And they can't, you know, let's be honest, some of us that are younger might be able to go out and get a part-time job to help supplement, whether we want to or not. It's a whole other story. But many of our older adults cannot. And so it becomes, you know, what do I do as I'm trying to make the same amount of money
right.
stretch further each time? And we don't want it to be sacrificing your nutrition for your good health. It's important as we age, we all know this, that we eat good things,
mm-hmm.
right? Good in means good out, means we're feeling better. It's all good things. And we want at senior centers all over the county for you to know that if you need help, if there's issues now where you're just struggling a little bit, there's a lot of things. But not all of them are sad, you know. I don't want to be doom and gloom. I want to say to you, some of them are wonderful
mm-hmm.
things that would open an opportunity not just to get really reasonably cost food, but to also have an opportunity for socialization, which is so huge.
Yes.
We need it. We all need it. We're people.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Even for those of us that don't necessarily love a lot of people all at one time, we're maybe not big group kind of joiners, there's opportunities for you to have things at the center that would benefit. And the biggest, I think, is a daily lunch program, a hot lunch program. In our case, we partner with Erie County Senior Services, and Feed More Western New York is their vendor to prepare the meals for us. And it's hot lunch at noon every day, Monday through Friday. It's a suggested contribution, so you pay what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So for some of our members, at the beginning of the month, that might be the $3 suggested contribution, and at the end of the month, maybe not as much.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you're never going to be denied a meal. You're never going to be told you can't have lunch with us. Senior centers all over Western New York offer this program. Really, senior centers all over the country
mm-hmm.
offer this program. And I think it's important because some of our members would never think, I could come to the senior center and have lunch. I think you want to know that.
Yeah.
And our menu is varied. We have well-balanced nutritional things that are set by dietitians. But we also have a heck of a lot of fun while we're having lunch. So it's that chance for the good nutrition and the reasonably cost meal, but also the fun and all kinds of extras. And who knows, you might just find something there at the center while you're there having lunch
right.
that you might want to stay for, which is great. If you're somebody who either isn't able to come to the center for lunch every day, or that doesn't appeal to you right now, there's also a frozen meal component of that program. So for that same $3 suggested contribution, you order them, they come one day a week. You in our center, it's a Monday,
mm-hmm.
you do a drive-through, you pick up those packs of frozen meals. You'll never have to worry what's for dinner or lunch, depending upon what you want to
mm-hmm.
use those meals for. And it's also a great great on winter days
yes.
when you want to make sure you have something in your freezer in case you can't get out to the grocery store. But truth of the matter is, if you just don't feel like cooking, we don't want you to not eat. Right?
Yes.
We want to make sure that you're getting good nutrition. So these meals are there for you to make it quick and easy. And you can call your local senior center and you can ask for that. The other piece that's important is for our more homebound seniors who aren't getting out as much and really aren't cooking for themselves, yet they want to eat well and they want to have food available to them, is our partner in the community is Feed More Western New York, and they do home-delivered meals all over the
county. That's great.
You can have them brought to your door by a wonderful volunteer who will also be a check-in on you, mm-hmm. Which is a great, I guess, that great welfare check,
yes.
as well, just to make sure you're doing okay. So it's really, really important. And something that we've been able to offer, and it's great year-round, so I don't want people to hear it and think, oh, we can only do that in the summer. We have our farm market food truck that's also through our partner, Feed More, with discounted produce. And it's seasonal, meaning here in Buffalo right now, we're getting our great fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
You know, our peaches are out. The blueberries are fresh. They're more local. The corn, the, you know. But then come winter, you're getting your more, you know, your root vegetables, mm-hmm. and things like that. And it's a discounted rate from local produce. And I think a lot of senior centers now have offered this. We have it on Thursdays at our center from 12:30 to 1:30. We do that right after the lunch hour so people can come in for their lunch program and stay and go right out to the truck and shop. And they take cash, credit, and they even take SNAP benefits.
That's fantastic.
So people have a lot of options to make,
yeah.
sure that we can stretch that food dollar.
So folks, if you're not going to your local senior center, these are things that are happening you don't know about. And don't forget, your tax dollars have paid into this, okay? This is great news.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, we have been residents, we've been paying taxes. What am I getting for my money? Listen, your senior centers are there for you, and they are stocked with wonderful people, wonderful benefits, and incredible programs that, yes, you have, with your tax dollars, you have helped put into play. So by all means, in this case, we're talking about the Cheektowaga Senior Center, and their number is 716-686-3930. Don't forget, if you're in Amherst, if you're down in the Southern Tier, you can call this number, and they'll give you the number of your local senior center, 716-686-3930. But you can also join the Cheektowaga Senior Center if you want.
Absolutely.
I want to come to that one.
Absolutely, and we'd love to have you from wherever you are. You know, we talk all the time about senior centers opening their doors even wider. So regardless of where you live, there's usually something you can come and take part in. You may not be able to be a card-carrying member, but that's not as important as being able to come through the door and take advantage. One of the other quick things is, we partner with a lot of our food pantries locally, and I know that some of our older adults don't know where to even begin with that. If things get that hard, that you're struggling enough and you'd like to know more about that, in confidence, mm-hmm. senior centers will talk to you. They will give you the resources you need to find your local food pantry, even if it's just that end of the month when you're struggling to just wait till you get that next check. We recognize it's hard, and we're there to be as compassionate and friendly and resourceful as we can be to help you. So it's real important to know
and
that.
Folks, don't think you're alone. Our food pantry, Feed More Western New York, they are busier than ever. Prices are going up. People are on fixed incomes, but they're there to help you. And that's what this show is all about. You're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo, and I'm Linda Pellegrino.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now, buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew. A Cheektowaga man has been brought back to New York State after allegedly murdering another man and fleeing to South Carolina. Police say 56-year-old James Dietz allegedly killed 66-year-old Michael Fronzik after punching and striking him with a lamp. Dietz has since then been charged with murder, unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and petty larceny. He's currently being held without bail, and if convicted, Dietz faces up to 25 years to life in prison. Five people are facing several charges in Buffalo after police conducted a successful search warrant. During their search, they found multiple guns, almost 20 pounds of marijuana, hundreds of pounds of psychoactive mushrooms, pills, and $10,000 in cash. And Sabres Fan Fest is happening at KeyBank Center. Fans will be able to take part in hockey skills activities, kids zone activities, and watch Sabres players participate in onstage programming throughout the day. General Manager Kevin Adams and Head Coach Lindy Ruff are also expected to make an appearance. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Zach Penkew.
When I was at the airport, I didn't see anyone reading a newspaper. Everybody was using their smartphones. Actually, I do have a smartphone, and I use it on a daily basis. But for some strange reason, I reverted to my old ways looking for a newspaper. Then I just realized that I was born in the 1930s, and I had lived through nine different decades, two different centuries. I went from using a rotary phone where you needed to call the operator to make long-distance calls to today's instant video calling services to anywhere in the world, from vinyl records to CDs to online music. And then, of course, from handwritten letters to email and now to text. I've had what I call a long analog life that has now turned digital, and that isn't easy. And I think I did it, except for that day at the airport. You know, it has been said that technology doubles every 3 years. Your happiness, mental and physical health, depend on your ability to adapt to change. Your successful life transition from analog to digital, from feeling frail and sickly to robust vitality, can and will happen by simply taking advantage of the multitude of educational and life-enhancing programs now being offered by the Erie County Department of Senior Services. If you are age 60 or over, these programs are explicitly designed for you to enrich your mind, body, and spirit. Enhance your life. Feel better. Look better. Be better.
For more information, call Erie County Department of Senior Services at 716-858-8526. That's 716-858-8526.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
This is Linda Pellegrino, everybody, and of course you're listening to Senior Radio Buffalo. We're so proud to bring you this show every week. As you know, we're very, very well listened to. Why? Because we have a lot of great information that you may not be hearing anywhere else. Now, you know, one of my favorite guests is attorney Lindy Korn in town. She's incredible when it comes to discrimination cases. She's a mediation litigator. She has been in this business a long, long time. and she has helped so many folks in Western New York. So much so that her body of knowledge now is going to be in a book. She's working on a book about the kinds of work that she does with Dr. Eileen Trigoboff, who's a clinical nurse specialist in psychiatry. So we're going to be talking about the types of things that will now lead Lindy and Dr. Eileen to write a book. Hey, Lindy, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. Nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you on. And we've talked in studio before about the types of cases that you take, but also what happens with mediation litigators and what you learn about the client. And a lot of that is that the stress of having to bring a case that has sexual discrimination, religious pregnancy discrimination, age, what it can do to someone. You work, I know a lot with counselors also in your practice, because you find that they're very necessary to work with someone because of their state of mind. How wonderful that you're going to be putting this into a book very shortly.
Well, Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and I have actually done a lot of work together. She is a psychiatric, nurse practitioner. I'm an attorney dealing with civil rights and discrimination cases. But in particular, what we are talking about is, in essence, especially with sexual harassment cases and retaliation, how fear keeps people quiet and makes them minimize and doubt themselves. And so when they finally hire a lawyer, and should they come to me, their case is, if there's so much documentation, but sometimes it has not been conveyed specifically enough to the employer, and that's because they were scared of losing their job, scared of losing their income, scared of losing their reputation. And although I am very used to dealing with this from a legal perspective and on looking at the facts and putting them together so that they absolutely meet the prima facie elements of a case, I need someone like Dr. Eileen Trigoboff to deal with the emotional aspect that caused the fear to paralyze the potential client from the beginning. So that's why we are writing this book. And Eileen, perhaps you'd like to talk about what you do when the fear is at its height.
Well, one of the things that we've noticed is that when people are so traumatized or embarrassed, or they just have difficulty with the topic because it's so sensitive, that they become overwhelmed with their feelings, and the feelings kind of dictate what's going on. So a lot of what I do in therapy is to help people to cope with those feelings so they aren't overwhelming and they aren't so frightening, that they have a handle on what's going on. And even though this terrible thing has happened to them, they can still have a voice and they can decide what to do about this experience that they have had. Somebody else's behavior has caused them a great deal of harm. And what are they going to do about that? And they have some choices. And certainly I can give you a number of clinical examples of why this is such a problem. But the main issue that Lindy and I are trying to put forth is that the combination of a legal expert and somebody who's trained and credentialed in depicting the human condition is really an asset for moving this forward for the person's mental health, but also to see if they want legal action to take place.
And Dr. Trigoboff, I can understand too that this can be so traumatizing for someone that it may be a certain amount of time before they're willing to talk about it and bring action. I think sometimes we're surprised that if someone has had a sexual discrimination or any kind of a same-sex, age, national origin, any kind of discrimination, but definitely sexual discrimination, it can be paralyzing to someone, and they really might need your services before they can decide to even move forward with that.
Oh, exactly. The process of coming to grips with such a horrible set of experiences takes time. Even coming to a therapist takes time to say that they want to step forward and do that kind of work, which can be very frightening. But the idea that it can take a lot of time is what's been a stumbling block legally, because the legal community, judges in particular, will say, hey, it took you 3 years to mention this. This happened 3 years ago. Why did it take you so long? And they can put other motives
right
to how long it took. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem.
Right. And
I'd like to just jump in here mm-hmm. and say that, you know, bias and discrimination is not overt. And the emotional harm it causes, you know, also happens, you know, over a period of time. And but what I see a lot, especially in sexual harassment cases, is that people actually feel threatened. That may be hard to prove. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But really, the fear keeps them quiet.
Mm.
It keeps them from having a case. And that is why finding your voice and the work that we've done to help people is something we want others to be able to read in the form of a book.
Dr. For Lindy and Dr. Trigubov, how far are you in the book process?
Well, we have 10 chapters outlined,
wow.
and we have 5 completely written, and the other 5 are in a draft state. But we're still looking for a good publisher who's going to give this the kind of attention that it needs.
Is the book more for the layperson or for the professional?
Well, we would like it to be a law school textbook so that all of the up-and-coming lawyers will understand that they need an expert at human communications in order to really handle these cases with sensitivity and to propel them forward. But I think it could also be for therapists and for the general public who has these kind of concerns.
Yes, definitely.
And I also I would like to weigh in and say that you know, I think in one sense it would be helpful for the layperson who might find the courage to understand that this, you know, what we're writing about means that there's many people like them and that, you know, there is a way for them to speak up and to actually seek some justice, you know. The thing is, there's a lot of blame and shame when you go to report something, you know, as personal as sexual harassment, and there's always a fear of not being believed. And that's really where Dr. Trigubov and I work together. For instance, Linda, in a mediation, I might be able to strategize with the client at the mediation about the risks of litigation or our strengths regarding emotional distress and, you know, what range would be acceptable for a settlement. But at the same time, the client might have fears about giving up the case and still being safe. And I need someone like a Dr. Eileen Trigubov to be able to work with the client to get them emotionally ready to settle.
Correct. You know, and it surprises me, Lindy, that there aren't more books like this already written, but apparently there are not.
Well, to collaborate with other professionals, you know, the whole collaboration idea is something that has been really not utilized in practice as much as I believe it should be. And, you know, I can tell you that Dr. Trigubov and I have had tremendous success in helping people because we work together from a different, you know, she has her practice, I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
But when there is a client that, you know, has gone to her and also has me as the lawyer, we've been able to do a really good job for them because of both of our work.
Yeah, where did you get the idea to collaborate on a book? Did you work together and say, you know, we really got something here, and this is something that people should know about?
Well, we've been working together for, well over 15 years, and we've had so many cases and so many positive outcomes that it was. We taught a class at the law school up at University of Buffalo, and people were like, well, wait a minute, this is, we've never heard of anybody doing this. We published an article about our collaboration, and it just occurred to us, you know, this needs to be more widespreadly absorbed as a feasible and advantageous way to approach this problem. And that's so then we sat down and started writing a book.
So you've got about 10 chapters already outlined. How much longer, how much more do you think there is to this book before you're done?
That's the length of it. We're not going to add any more chapters, but it would probably take us several more months to complete the draft mm-hmm. that we have in place. So we're ready to go.
Do you think this book will lead to another? You think you're basically just scratching the surface?
Oh, well,
I like your positivity. Mm-hmm.
I do too. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We're certainly ready, but one step at a time.
Well, I certainly see the value of this, like you say, Lindy, as a textbook, because if people are saying, "Where is this?" You know, we didn't realize we're hearing this for the first time. That makes your job that much harder, Lindy, in court.
Well, yes, I've even had somebody not understand and actually object to my wanting my client's therapist at the mediation table, which is, to me, unbelievable at this time in our, legal history. Who should be at the table at mediation should be whomever can
right.
help either side.
Right.
So to have a limitation that is arbitrary and actually injurious is something that I was not prepared for, but now I am.
Yeah, the first time we had this come up, I had somebody who was going to be facing the person who had sexually harassed them for years, facing them across a table in a mediation session, and it was so frightening and so concerning to her. What is he going to say? How is he going to behave? I don't think I'm going to be able to look him in the eye. He's going to do it again right after the meeting. And to have the therapist who has this relationship of support and belief there, it made facing her attacker that much more amenable.
Folks, we got ladies
forward with the case.
I love this conversation. We're going to leave it until the next time we meet because we are out of time. Dr. Eileen Trigoboff and Lindy Korn. Lindy's number is 856-KORN, 856-KORN. If you find her, you need her services for discrimination, mediation, etc., you give her a call today. And make sure you tell everybody you heard her on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Attention all savvy shoppers and comfort seekers. Get ready for the most exciting event of the season at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. It's the buy one, get one half off sale at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots. Our end of season sales event is on now, offering unbeatable deals and amazing savings on all in-stock sandals, comfortable shoes, and boots. Hurry in now, buy one, get one half off for a limited time only at SAS Shoes and Route 5 Boots, located at Transit and Main in Williamsville.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality join forces to bring you the ultimate travel club experience. Join the Senior Radio Buffalo Travel Club with me, Linda Pellegrino, and Barb Hughes for exciting adventures throughout 2024. Explore new destinations, forge lasting connections, and savor exquisite cuisine. Join us on this journey of discovery where every adventure becomes a cherished memory. Senior Radio and Webster's Hospitality Travel Club, your passport to unforgettable moments. Call Barb Hughes now at 243-6284 to get traveling.
This program is paid for by Senior Radio.
Senior Radio Buffalo, and we are on the air, and you are with us. And we're so glad that you are every single weekend. And don't forget, you can also hear us on the Odyssey app. But WBEN is our home here in Western New York. Well, here's something fun for you. A goat's intestinal canal is roughly, are you ready for this? 100 feet long. This long length allows for better nutrient absorption from the grass and related roughage that makes up the majority of their diet. That's why they can eat almost anything and eventually digest it. 100 feet long. Wow. If you're a farm vet, that's a big job. Well, listen, folks, we have exciting months ahead of us. I hope you have your calendar full of wonderful things to do. Maybe you have a travel trip coming up. You've got Christmas around the corner. Maybe you've got a trip with the grandkids. One thing we do know, as the seasons begin to change, we'll start wearing our sandals less and be looking for more closed-toed shoes. Now, if you've had a problem with your feet, you're not looking forward to this season because you're like, oh, at least the sandals, my toes could widen out and I had room for my bunion and things like that. Let me tell you, don't fret. What you really need are a great pair of SAS shoes. Shoes that can take you on that cruise. Shoes that will be on your feet when you're dancing at that wedding. Shoes that keep the smile on your face because you finally found the right pair of shoes. Man, woman, it doesn't matter your size, doesn't matter your width. SAS shoes are cut above. Aaron Tallman is with us. He's the proprietor of SAS. He's been there for years with a great staff that talk about customer service. It's second to none. You won't find anybody just throwing you a box of shoes in that store. Aaron, nice to have you back with us.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
We want everybody to know that SAS Shoes is right there at Main and Transit. You're probably at that light right now, everybody. Just turn right around and head into the parking lot because SAS Shoes is open till 4 today. And you're now starting to get that wonderful autumn selection of shoes that really come in from Europe and Canada and right here in the USA. Right, Aaron? Very, very well-made shoes.
That's right. We've got all the top brands that the customers are used to hearing those names and having them before in the past, and we carry all those here in store, whether they're the SAS brand or some of the European brands as well. We carry them all between the SAS side of the store or the Route 5, like you said, from dress styles to casual, sneakers, you name it. We've kind of got the whole gamut covered as far as shoe and footwear selection.
And for those who don't want to bend down anymore, yes, you do have the hands-free shoes that you can just slip into now.
Yes, we started carrying the line from Kizik. That's K-I-Z-I-K. They do have a website, kizik.com, so you can always check out the styles before coming in. But they are the leaders in the step-in, hands-free footwear category in men's and women's. They're coming out with some really exciting styles for this fall and winter. They're even going to add in a step-in winter boot in men's and women's, which is a really cool thing. Just the ease and convenience to get into. You have them in the house or in the garage and just step right into them and off you go. You don't have to lace them up, bend over, sit down to tie them. Just step in and go, which is great.
You know, Aaron, how many of us, and I know this because I just got rid of a few pairs, how many of us have winter boots, and as soon as you step outside and you're in a puddle, you can feel it, and it's not a waterproof boot, and you're like, oh, no, it's leaking already. Right. Not a problem with SAS on your feet.
Well, that's right. We're slowly getting in all the new winter footwear over the next couple weeks. All the styles will be coming in. So we've got some real nice ones from Next Grip, which is a Canadian company, and it has a retractable ice cleat on it, which is a really nice feature to have for those snowy, icy days. And then the Arctic Grip Bottom. So keep your feet warm and dry. and also other brands as well in the winter footwear category.
Boy, those would be a great gift for somebody, you know? I mean, even if you're not into tall snow, high snow, just having the low boot with the grip that you can just manually, you know, lower, that's an amazing help, because let's face it, black ice and problems right around dusk with everything freezing back over, that's a problem. That's a broken hip if you're not careful.
That's right. And then just with a flip of your finger, that ice cleat comes down, and they do some low shoes, as well as ankle boots, and then, of course, the mid and tall boots as well. So quite a few different styles from them.
And, folks, this is what we call the SAS experience. When you go in, Aaron and his great staff will ask you about your feet and the problems that you've had maybe in the past, and then they're going to help you not only just find the perfect pair for you, you find what you like out on the myriad of shelves that they have, and then they can help work on that shoe. Maybe it's to stretch that leather a little bit. Maybe it's to put in an orthotic. Remember, we're not talking about orthopedic shoes, but well-made footwear made here in the U.S., Canada, and in some countries in Europe. And not only that, but they've got socks and purses and other leather goods, sandals, business wear, lots and lots of sizes, small to very, very large, narrow to very, very wide. And you can't get that everywhere, Aaron.
No, that's right. Yeah, men's sizes, we started size 7. There's a couple styles that started even a size 6 in men's and go up to 15. Then we have a couple brands that do 16, 17, 18s. And even there's even a few styles that go 19 and size 20. So we've got a broad selection of size and widths in the men's, as well as narrow widths and extra, extra wide, 5, 6Es. And then women's, same thing, 4 to 12, some things into 13s and women's. Narrows the extra wide, so we can fit just about every size foot.
Absolutely. And you know, now with more time on our hands, we have more things to do. Maybe you're into pickleball, maybe you're into biking, and you want the right pair of sneakers. You can get a beautiful, perfect pair of sneakers, one or more, at SAS Shoes. When you go in, take a good look at everything on their shelves. You're going to find more than one pair that's going to do the job for you. We were talking about the possibility of traveling as we're getting into this time of year. Make sure your footwear is going to live up to it. We need to understand, we want this to be the best time of our lives. We don't want to sit down because our feet hurt. They don't have to hurt if you've had the SAS experience. And that's what the great people over at SAS want to prove to you. Come on in, stand on the Atrex electronic scanner, take a look at what's how your feet hold your weight, okay? Our feet have worked really hard for us all these years. It's about time we pamper our feet, and you can do that. You're going to slip into a pair of shoes that will cost you no more than the big box store. You're going to have this pair for a long time because it's well made. So well, as a matter of fact, people might have SAS shoes for years and then come back and say to Paul or to Aaron, I want the exact same pair because this pair worked very well for me. Ladies, if you're looking for wedges, you want something that's going to be wearing under a gown, they've got those too. It's not like every shoe in the store is a flat. It's not. So go on in and take a good look and make sure that you're walking out happy, and your feet will thank you. Let me tell you, as everybody who's an experienced SAS shopper knows. And Aaron, once again, the new fall line is coming in. So we want people to come on in while that selection is so great.
That's right. Yeah, all those new styles from all the brands are coming in daily, and we're putting them on the shelves right away, and they're there to try on and take a look at.
SAS Shoes, you've passed them probably at Main and Transit, okay? And then on the Main Street side, you'll also see Route 5 boots. And those boots also belong to SAS Shoes. So whether you're working or you're retired, whether you're looking for something for Western wear or for something that will just keep you toasty warm, the Route 5 Boot Store will also have that myriad of styles and sizes for you. You'll never have to go anywhere else. Hey, Paul, once again, or rather, Aaron, Main and Transit, SAS Shoes, there's only one, and you're open today until 4 o'clock, so people should come on in. Hey, thanks so much for joining us here on Senior Radio Buffalo, and we'll see you at SAS Shoes.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
This program was paid for by Senior Radio.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From ABC News.
From cozy breakfast nooks to formal dining areas, Ashley has versatile dining options starting at just $499.99. And for a limited time only, you can receive a $250 mattress credit with the purchase of any six-piece bedroom set. Plus, get 60 months special financing on select in-store purchases made with your Ashley Advantage Synchrony credit card. Shop and save today, only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. No minimum purchase required. See ashley.com for details.
I treated myself to a day at the spa.
I upgraded our new TV.
I paid off credit card debt.
What would you do with an extra $200? When you join Sandia Laboratory Federal Credit Union, you'll get up to $200 and much more, like competitive rates and top-ranking service. Join New Mexico's premier credit union, and they'll reward you for it. Visit slfcu.org/bonus for more info. Insured by NCUA. New member conditions apply. Limited time offer.
In the dynamic world of programmatic ad buying, Viant is your ultimate CTV partner. Target with precision. Buy with confidence. Viant empowers you with AI-driven technology that reaches your audience where they engage most, ensuring your message hits home. And the campaign results? Transparent, thanks to Viant's advanced measurement suite. For media buyers who demand the best, Viant delivers. Viant, elevate your CTV campaign performance.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.